And now, the Gospel Reflection with Father Mark DiBattista.
Our Lord so often uses images that are so directly understood by His listeners. This time He uses that of the vine and the vine dresser. Again, most of the people in His time would have either had a vine or two in the backyard or perhaps worked for someone who had a lot more. I don't have a green thumb, but those who do tell me that when you're pruning, you've got to be careful as you prune to make sure that it's a clean cut. And that in fact, the growth that happens after a pruning, in fact, is a direct survival attempt on behalf of the plant to just live. It feels like it's an attack on it. And then all the extra nutrients are sent into that part of the plant to make it grow. Now, our Lord uses this image, and the people listening to Him would have understood this very, very well. That if, for instance, the pruning doesn't get done properly, what can happen? Disease can set in, and the plant can develop a fungus and then possibly die, or at least part of it. But when Jesus talks about the pruning that goes on, for those who bear fruit, well, the image itself hurts. When we think about ourselves being pruned by God, being pruned by the Heavenly Father, by His Word, by the manifold ways in which He prunes us, we think, maybe sometimes I enjoy the idea of pruning, but the thought that I'm going to be hurt in order to bear more fruit doesn't particularly appeal to me. And I don't know about you. But that's in fact what's necessary in order for us to keep on growing in our discipleship in Christ. That's why Jesus Christ in fact says about His teaching on the cross that we must carry the cross every day. And in particular during these 50 days of Easter season, we are looking at the mystery of the cross that has led to the resurrection. A mystery, but we see it repeated in our lives time and time again. Our Lord also talks about the possibility of not bearing fruit. What happens to such a branch? The one who does not remain in Him, they dry up and then they are cut off and thrown into the fire. Not something any of us really wants to consider. But we should ask ourselves the question, what does it mean, therefore, to remain in Jesus Christ? Well, it's the things we already know, to engage in prayer, to reflect upon His Word, to allow His Word to speak to us, not just to wash over our minds, but to in fact percolate into our hearts, so that it can convict us of truth and falsehood that is there within us. When the Word finds truth inside of us, then it brings peace and consolation. When it finds falsehood, it makes us uncomfortable. We live in a culture that is very much about wearing masks, very much about keeping up a good appearance. But in fact, with God, that means nothing because He sees right through it all. So as we listen to these familiar words of Christ, we remember that we, in order to be great disciples, we must be close to Him and remain united with Him.